We're trying to increase awareness so that more moms will initiate breastfeeding, and then hopefully if moms are willing to initiate breastfeeding, they'll be more willing to continue to breastfeed exclusively for 6 months, and then hopefully will continue to breastfeed for up to a year of the infant's life.
Are we behind the curve here in America versus other developed countries and undeveloped countries where I know it's a bit more of a necessity because of the lack of resources? But how do we compare as far as the stigma goes and people being resistant to nurse in public and things like that?
We are a bit behind the curve on that. We are trying as a country, you know, as a nation to improve that. There's a lot more initiatives that are being looked at across the United States, one of them being the Baby-Friendly Hospital Initiative, which gets hospitals to come on board with strictly doing breastfeeding practices only in their OB and maternity wards.
Does a lot of this begin with education?
Yes, it does, and the education comes for the moms prenatally, and if we can get more obstetricians to work with moms and to encourage them and say things to them such as, you know, I support and promote breastfeeding, you know, I would, you know, like for you to think about it, and I have, you know, materials on it, and if more obstetricians would also think about if they have a lactation consultant who's, you know, educated in breastfeeding and lactation, they could help with the moms through their prenatal period.
What is the biggest obstacle in convincing someone that it is the best way to go? Or I guess what's the most obstacle for most women as to why they don't want to give it a chance, do you think?
If I were looking at that and thinking about it just in general, my first comment would be returning to work, truthfully. You know, that most moms, if they are working moms, know they have to go back, and so they think about if they're going to breastfeed, they have to then wean the baby and take the baby off breast. So I would say that just right off the top of my head, one of the main barriers and obstacles that moms would probably think about would be returning to work.
That was going to be my second question, so I'm glad that that you said that. But you know, do you think that employers need to be more on board with offering places where new moms can pump, or giving them flexibility to leave more times during the day, if that's an option as well?
Well, and it's interesting that you also bring that up, and that we've kind of segued into that, because as of March 23rd, 2010, President Obama did sign part of the new Health Care Reform Act, that there is an Affordable Protection and Patient Care Act, and part of that is that employers who have over 50 employees have to provide a private place for women to express breast milk, and it cannot be a toilet or a bathroom stall. And they also have to provide women with breaks to be able to do that, to express breast milk. So I think that over the course of the next few years, we're going to see that more employers are going to take on that role and have to step up to the plate and hopefully come up with, you know, a room for women to be able to go to express breast milk. And I think they're going to hopefully try to become more breastfeeding friendly employers out there.
Now, just speaking from my own experience, and of course, through college, I waited tables and saw lots of people come through restaurants and would kind of notice the reaction from other patrons or even some of the other servers, et cetera. Do you feel like society is warming to it and becoming a little more acceptable?
I do. I think that also one of the items for our breastfeeding promotion month this month was, you know, we did window clings that businesses can put in their window that says, breastfeeding welcome here. And in the state of Missouri, we have a law that women can breastfeed in public and that they cannot be asked to stop, that it's her right and her choice, and if she wants to breastfeed in public, that she can do so, and she can hand them a card. We have a little Missouri law business card that has the law on there that she can educate people that she has that right to do it. And I do feel that people are starting to warm up to it. They're, you know, seeing the benefits to both mom and baby. You know, they're hearing those more and more. You know, we've seen articles in the paper. We've seen, you know, a few things come across. La Leche League is out there. They're doing things. And here at the state, we're doing things. And our county health departments are promoting it. So I think that the public is going to really start noticing more and more that it's going to be something that across the board, everybody's going to be looking at.
What are just a few of the benefits of breastfeeding that the child gets and the mother versus going straight to the bottle?
Well, benefits to baby are that breastfed babies seem to have fewer health problems. They don't have as much diarrhea. They don't have ear infections. Their respiratory infections are less. They don't have gastrointestinal problems. And they have seen breastfed babies have a lot less risk for allergies. We're finding that studies show that babies who are breastfed are also less likely to become obese as they grow into, you know, young adults and adulthood. The benefits, of course, to mom, it reduces her postpartum bleeding, it boosts her immune system, it gets her back to her pre-pregnancy weight, and then women who breastfeed have found that they have added protection from later in life developing the risk of breast, uterine, or ovarian cancer. And then we found that not only are there benefits to mom and baby, there are also health benefits to decreasing overall health costs because the babies are not sick as often. The moms do much better. And then economically, depending on formula, if a formula is used, that and the amount that breastfeeding can save versus a baby who's on formula, it can save anywhere from $1,500 to $3,500 a year.
And is there still a cultural shift? I believe last year, whenever I did this story, is it Karen?
Karen Schenk, uh-huh.
Who I spoke to said that the black population is a little bit more resistant to it than the Hispanic population, than the white population.
We're still seeing that it is lower in other races than it is, of course, with the white, you know, Caucasian race. There are still some variances, and we are still, everybody who is promoting breastfeeding is still trying to work on across the board getting all the rates to increase for all cultures, whether they're Hispanic, you know, African American, Asian. We're trying to get all of them to get on board with increasing the initiation and duration of breastfeeding.
And my last question is, where would you direct women who are either pregnant or planning to become pregnant to get good information where they can make an educated decision on whether it's for them?
I would encourage women to, of course, talk to their obstetrician, talk to their pediatrician, find out if any of the pharmacies that they go to have a lactation consultant on board. A lot of our pharmacies around the United States have lactation consultants who are part of their staff. They're willing to talk with and educate moms. The La Leche League has been around since, I think, the 1970s, maybe even before, and they're a really good organization that will help support women in breastfeeding, help educate women in breastfeeding. There's all kinds of websites that women can go to, and they can just do www.breastfeeding.com and pull up all kinds of information. So just, you know, being able to do their own, you know, homework, looking on the internet or talking to their obstetrician or pediatrician, but there are avenues out there for women who might be interested in breastfeeding.
Actually, I did think of one more question. Looking at the dad angle, you know, I've heard several, I guess, reasons for women not wanting to breastfeed that do involve their husband or the father of their child, whether it's their objection to it, or they say, I want them to be able to bond with the baby too. Are there any recommendations that you would have for women who either have resistant partners or for men who maybe aren't so sure of themselves?
Yes, and we've talked about and looked at that when we went through getting ready for breastfeeding month and doing promotional things. With fathers, there are videos out there through Childbirth Graphics, through Enjoy. We also encourage moms to do the same thing. Have their spouse or significant other talk with that obstetrician or talk with a lactation consultant or even talk to a pediatrician, and sharing with them, the fathers, also the benefits that not only the baby's going to get, but the benefits the mom is going to get. But then also dads can take the baby and, you know, give the baby a bath or take the baby for, you know, a walk in a stroller or just spend time with the baby, bonding with the baby, other than just being able to feed the baby. There's lots of things that dad can do to bond with the baby. And talking with an obstetrician or lactation consultant or someone who's an expert in that field can also share ideas with the dad.
Carol, do you know how many hospitals in the state we have now that are on board with the breastfeeding program that you have initiated?
We have one that is totally baby-friendly. We have Hannibal Regional Hospital in Hannibal, Missouri, is totally on board with the Baby-Friendly Hospital Initiative, and they strictly do and try to support breastfeeding in their, you know, maternity wing and program that they have at their hospital. We have other hospitals across the state who are working towards, you know, some of those 10 steps that are in the Baby-Friendly Hospital Initiative. So we do have hospitals that are showing an interest, that are coming across. We have some that, like I said, are working on some of the steps, and they try to educate and promote breastfeeding initiation as much as they can.
That's the same hospital that was completely baby-friendly certified last year. Are you disappointed that more aren't on board by now?
Well, it's not, you know, that I'm disappointed. I think that it would be a good thing if other hospitals did try to strive for that. But it's a lot that they have to go through. There's a lot of things that's involved in it. It is a process. And so for hospitals to do that, you know, they have to want to kind of make that commitment to do it. So I think any hospital who would take that leap and do that is going to, you know, benefit in the long run. And it would be great if we could get more hospitals here in the state of Missouri on board with being baby friendly.
Do you think that with more people hiring doulas for childbirth, who typically do kind of double as a breastfeeding coach and an advocate, is that encouraging? And is that an upward trend for you all in kind of helping to spread the word?
Yes, it is. That, and also through WIC, we have a peer counseling program. So having the doulas or like a mother coach and having the peer counselor who is a mother-to-mother support type of atmosphere out there for breastfeeding women, it seems to be another kind of trend that we're seeing with all of this is more of mother-to-mother support groups, you know, La Leche League and the peer counseling group through WIC that we have across the state that's ever improving and increasing in numbers, and the doulas. All of that is helping to add to giving the mothers even more support that they need for breastfeeding.
Okay, well, I appreciate your time. And is there anything else that I'm missing or anything you'd like to mention while I've got you?
Well, we just, one of the things that we did with our breastfeeding promotion for this month was, you know, we tried to really see that there were some tips for successful breastfeeding, and the tips are breastfeed within the first hour, rooming in with the baby, breastfeeding on demand, having no bottles or pacifiers introduced, and breastfeeding exclusively. And those five tips are very good for women to have successful breastfeeding.